This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth. Join me as I explore the greatest indie rock with classic tracks, new releases, and my own Desert Island selection.
Oh,
This week we're looking at two new singles, and some excellent previous tracks from both drive-by truckers Patterson Hood and New York indie rock band Mama. Opening the show was Patterson Hood, with his beautiful song Come Back Little Star. Patterson debuts on that track with close friend and frequent drive-by truckers collaborator Kelly Hogan. She and Patterson met in 1995, and she lent her voice to songs on the Truckers' breakthrough 2001 record. Apparently, Come Back Little Star was first written by Hogan, as a tribute to the recently departed lo-fi country and Americana legend Vic Chestnut. Seriously, check him out if you haven't heard of him. He played a significant role in influencing Patterson Hood before and during the early days of Drive-By Truckers. Patterson rewrote the track for her, and Hogan insisted that Patterson put it on his own record. The track also features current trucker Jay Gonzalez, past trucker John Neff, and Patterson's dad David, the legendary Muscle Shoals session musician on bass. Drive-By Truckers co-frontman Patterson Hood has released three solo studio albums so far. His first, released during the Drive-By Truckers golden period in 2004, was called Killers and Stars. He followed that up in 2009 with Murdering Oscar and Other Love Songs, and released his final, to date, in 2012, named Heat Lightning Rumbles in the Distance. Murdering Oscar is my favourite of those records, because it's the most rock and roll, and frankly, the most Drive-By Truckers-like. Half of the songs on the album were recorded in the mid-90s, between the failure of Patterson and Mike Cooley's band Adam's Housecat and the formation of the Truckers. The other half were written in 2004, during the Truckers' rise in popularity and shortly before the birth of Patterson's first child. A favourite from Murdering Oscar is the track Belvedere. It has the dark sound and quiet loud aesthetic that I think would make it a perfect fit on an album like Drive-By Truckers' 2009 so-called Murder Noir record, Go-Go Boots. Patterson introduces this song as being about a really creepy guy with a really cool car. Here's a live in studio version with backing band The Screwtopians. Straight out the windows. You're listening to A Sonic Youth, and that was Patterson Hood and the Screwtopians with Belvedere. The reason I'm playing Patterson Hood tracks this week, aside from the fact I think they're quite underrated in relation to his work in the Truckers, is that Patterson has just announced a new solo album. It's his first in 12 years, due for release in late Feb, and named Exploding Trees and Airplane Screams. It will feature the likes of Waxahachie, Kevin Morby, and Wednesday with MJ Lenderman. One single has been released, a duet with country singer Lydia Lovelace. It's called A Werewolf and a Girl, which Patterson indicates was written about 40 years after he broke up with his high school sweetheart. I'm not too fond of the song yet. It's just a bit subdued and country sounding for me. But check it out. Here's A Werewolf and a Girl. This is A Sonic Youth, and that was Patterson Hood with his new single, A Werewolf and a Girl. Before we look at the new single from Mama, I want to play a final Patterson Hood song, one that shows he has plenty of rock and roll in his solo albums. This is the excellent title track from the album Murdering Oscar and Other Love Songs.
satisfaction of a job well done. My own bare hands.
That was Patterson Hood with Murdering Oscar. Next up we have a new track from Mama and their new single Ohio All the Time.
Outside.
That was Mama with their new single Ohio All The Time. New York-based group Mama was formed in 2015 by high school friends Etta Friedman and Allegra Weinberg, along with drummer Zach Fenton. They released studio albums in 2018, 20, and 22, with their latest household name being My Favorite. In a cool piece of indie rock connection, Friedman is dating Lindsay Jordan, aka one of my favorite groups, Snail Mail. Mama, after touring hard for the last few years, including an opening slot for Biba Doobie, have released that new single Ohio All The Time. It comes with the implied suggestion of a new album, so this will be continued as I'm a big fan of that new single. But to see us off this week, here's my favorite song from their previous record. The song is called Speeding 72 and earns points right away for the pavement reference in its lyrics. But it's also a super catchy track, which finds the right balance between pop and proper indie rock. So here's Mama with Speeding 72. Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. For more episodes, visit freefm.org.nz or search A Sonic Youth on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and on the accessmedia.nz app. Also, follow me on Instagram and Facebook at A Sonic Youth Podcast.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.